rejoices in the Lord. My strength rises up in the Lord. My mouth mocks my enemies because I rejoice in the Lord's deliverance. No one is holy like the Lord. No, no one except you. There is no rock like our God. Don't go on and on talking so proudly, spouting arrogance with your mouth, because the Lord is the God who knows. He weighs every act. The bows of mighty warriors are shattered, but those who are stumbling now dress themselves in power. The woman who was barren has birthed 7 children, but the mother of many sons has lost them all. Those who were filled full now sell themselves for bread, but the ones who were starving are now fat from food. Oh, the Lord, he brings death, gives life, takes down to the grave, and raises up. The Lord, he makes poor, gives wealth, brings low, but also lifts up high. God raises the poor from the dust, lifts up the needy from the garbage pile. God sits them with princes, gives them the seat of honor. Pillars of the earth belong to the Lord. He set the world upon them. God guards the feet of his faithful ones, but the wicked die in darkness because no one succeeds on strength alone. The Lord, his enemies are terrified. God thunders against them from heaven. The Lord, he judges the far corners of the earth. May God give strength to his king. May God rise up the strength of his anointed one. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize there were other worshipers here this morning. I hope I haven't disturbed you. I'm just so overcome with joy at all the Lord has done. Can I tell you about it? Do you have a minute to hear my humble story? Oh, thank you. Okay. Oh, I can't even. God is so good. He has given me, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm sorry. Pardon me. I'm Hannah, married to Elkanah. You probably know him, son of Jeroham, son of Elihu, son of Tohu, son of Zuf, a famous family from the tribe of Ephraim. We live just about 20 miles that way, Ramathim. We're here for our annual worship pilgrimage. My household, so it's Elkanah, myself, and the other wife, Penina, and all her children. We come every year we come up for our annual sacrifice to the Lord. The whole household gathers, we give the sacrifice, and afterwards, Elkanah gives a portion for our meal, our celebration, our feast. He gives portions to Penina and all her sons and daughters, and some to me. Just me, because the Lord had stopped me from having children. It's hard enough that the Lord has stopped me from having children, but she delights to remind me. Every year, she rubs it in my face, Penina and all her children. And me, she gloats over my childlessness. Our annual worship pilgrimage is my annual humiliation. About 5 years ago, I had just had enough. I couldn't handle her mocking any longer. I broke into tears. I couldn't eat the meal. Elkanah comes over and he says to me, "Hannah, why are you crying? Does he not see? Why won't you eat? Why are you so sad? Am I not worth more than 10 sons to you?" he doesn't get it. I mean, he means well. He loves me, but... So that night, 5 years ago, the meal ended. I went. I presented myself to the Lord. Eli the priest was sitting there at the temple entrance, and I was so distraught. I couldn't stop my crying. I came to the Lord and I said, Lord of heavenly forces, just look at your servant's pain and remember me. Don't forget your servant. Look at me. Give me a boy and I'll give him back to you for his entire life. And as I was praying, Eli was watching me, and I was so overcome that I wasn't praying in our usual way with words. I wasn't speaking out loud. My mouth was moving. I was in tears. He thought that I was drunk. He comes over to me, and he says, how long will you act like a drunk? Sober up! This priest, the man of God, confused passionate prayer with drunkenness. No, sir, I replied. I'm overwhelmed with sadness. I haven't been pouring out a bottle. I've been pouring out my heart to the Lord. Don't think me a good-for-nothing woman. This whole time I've been praying out of my great worry and trouble. He responded well. He said, well, then go in peace. May the God of Israel give you what you've asked of him. I left feeling so much better. I could actually eat the meal. We stayed the night, and then the next morning we got up and our family returned back to Ramathaim and went on with life. And the Lord remembered me. I became pregnant with a son. I gave birth to him and I named him Samuel, which means I asked the Lord for him. Oh, and in your language, you can't quite hear the wordplay, but it also sounds just like the word, for God has heard. Samuel, I asked the Lord for him, and God has heard. So the next year, when Elkanah and the household were going up to Shiloh to make the annual sacrifice, I told him I'd like to stay home. I told him, I'm going to stay home with the boy until he is weaned. And at that point, I will bring him and present him to the Lord, and he will stay there permanently. Elkanah told me to do what I think is best. So we stayed together at home for those 3 years until he was weaned. And then this week, Samuel and I came with the rest of the household. We brought our sacrifice, a 3-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, a jar of wine. We made our sacrifice. And then we brought my boy to Eli. I was so excited to tell him. Excuse me, sir. As surely as you live, I am the woman who stood beside you, praying to the Lord. I prayed for this boy, and the Lord has given him to me. The Lord has given me what I asked of him. So now I give this boy back to the Lord. As long as he lives, he belongs to the Lord. So that is why you found me celebrating. The Lord has answered my prayer. And I have fulfilled my vow to the Lord. My heart rejoices in the Lord. My strength rises up in the Lord. My mouth mocks my enemies because I rejoice in your deliverance. No one is holy like the Lord. No, not one. There is no rock like our God. Don't go on and on talking so proudly, spouting arrogance from your mouth, because the Lord is the God who knows, and he weighs every act. The bows of mighty warriors are shattered, but those who were stumbling now dress themselves in power. The ones who were filled full now sell themselves for bread. But the ones who are starving are now fat from food. The barren woman has now birthed 7 children, but the mother with many has lost them all. Oh, the Lord, he brings death and gives life, takes down to the grave and raises up. The Lord, he makes poor, gives wealth, brings low, but also lifts up high. God raises up the poor from the dust, lifts up the needy from the garbage pile. God seats them with princes, gives them the seat of honor. The pillars of the earth belong to the Lord. He set the world upon them. God guards the feet of his faithful ones, but the wicked die in darkness because no one succeeds by strength alone. The Lord, his enemies are terrified. God thunders against them from heaven. God judges the far corners of the earth. May God give strength to his king and give strength to his anointed one.